Welcome, everybody. I wanted to mention a few people that I contributed and helped really much to put this together. This was an idea that came a couple of years ago, actually, to bring the scholarship information to the Bay Area, which is so important, because unfortunately we don't hear much about it in the mainstream media. I wanted to acknowledge Frederick and Ruth Fruit, Oakland Santiago Sister City, U.S.-Cuba Friendshipmen, Marine Interfaith Task Force, Berkeley Palma Soriano Sister City, Cuba Study Group in Santa Cruz, Alliance for Guama Cuba Santa Cruz County, Lenny College, Richmond Regla Sister City, and Casa Cuba Resource Center. Thank you very much for all great work that you have done. I am really glad to see all of you here, despite all the negative language that we hear in the US media about Cuba. Many of us have gone to Cuba several times, actually with Pastor for Peace, and has been an experience that have changed our life, personally changed mine. We never understood why the United States government does not allow us to go to Cuba. And actually, when you go there, you find out that the reason is that because they don't want you to see what Cuba is all about. We have gone with peace, challenged the blockade against Cuba. We don't ask for a license because we don't believe in license. We don't believe that we need to ask the U.S. government permission to bring solidarity to our sisters and brothers in Cuba. We certainly don't need to ask permission to go to anywhere. So we defy the blockade, and we are very proud of that. And we don't definitely intend to solve the problem of the Cuban people, but bringing the solidarity is very important for us. If you wanted to go through this experience and you're interested, the caravan, every year is a caravan that goes to Cuba, and it's one that is being organized right now. Is information in the back table if you want to know more about it. When we went to Cuba, beside finding the warmest people, we also learned about the solidarity that Cuba have offered all over the world, and that's probably one of the things that amazed us the most. We learned, for example, that in 2006, when a terrible earthquake hit the Kashmir area of Pakistan, Cuba sent 3,000 doctors, 44% of those doctors were women. And we were reading and talking to people in Cuba who told us that this group of women doctors carry heavy backpacks, go uphill in really remote areas of the country to treat particularly women. And it was so moving because those women and a lot of the people up there in the mountains didn't even know that Cuba exists. And here you have a country that bring the resources with no price attached. It's not about money. It's about solidarity. So that's what was one of the experiences. And I remember to see a newspaper when the Cuban doctors were leaving, actually, Pakistan, of women from Pakistan and Cuban doctors holding hands and crying because they were leaving. That was very interesting to see. Also, and we will talk more about this because that's the way that the school started. When Hurricane Mitch hit Central America and the Caribbean, Cuba sent a lot of doctors to help all these Caribbean countries and Central American countries. Since 1963 until 2005, Cuba has sent all over the world 100,000 doctors and also personal, healthcare personnel. Currently, there are 14,000 doctors in Venezuela. I don't know if you have heard about Operación Milagro, miracle operation, where people from poor countries are going to Cuba to be able to see again. And that is also a very moving experience. I was there in Cuba in November. No, sorry, this was May. We went to Cienfuegos, and we visited this hotel, who used to be a luxurious hotel that is now converted to a hospital where people, after they get operation, they stay there and rest and for a week until they go back home, and then they come back again, you know, to recuperate completely. And we talked to some of the women there, very poor people that they will never be able to see if it wasn't because they got this free operation. And some people never were able to see the ocean, for example. And we had this man who said, you know, when he opened his eyes, the first thing he saw was the ocean. And it was also an extremely moving experience. So why is the United States so afraid of Cuba, you know? Why is it that we never hear about the achievement of the Cuban Revolution, you know, the free healthcare and free education for all? Is that because Cuba is a threat? Of course it's not. It's because what Cuba represents, which is a hope. Cuba represents a future, that a better world is possible, that you don't need a lot of resources to take care of your people, that it's all about where you put the resources. And when you think about, you know, where the United States government put the resources, that we spend $279 million per day in a war in Iraq, where we send our young men and women to die or to be killed for a war for oil and for reaping out the resources of another country. And then we don't take care of people here. There are 50 million people uninsured in the United States. There are people sleeping in the streets of San Francisco and Oakland, and, you know, I'm giving you examples. It happened all over the country. How can it be possible that such a rich country like the United States allow that to happen? And we need to question all this, and you don't need to believe me. You can go to United Nations webpage with all the reports about healthcare in Cuba or any other information, because, you know, we hear pure lies in the United States mainstream media. I just wanted to mention one more thing. It's like, you know, as happy we are to be here with you today, you know, I question that something is fundamentally wrong, that we are in this major city, high African-American population, talking about offering free scholarship for students to study in Cuba, while you live in this richest country that cannot offer you to go to school, to be able to help, to be able to save life. Something is wrong with the picture. And also, you know, wanted to end saying, you know, that while the United States government export weapons to kill, Cuba export doctors and teachers to cure and to teach. And that's something that we always have to remember. With that, I would like to mention to you that today we will have a great program. In the afternoon, after lunch, we will have workshops with explanations of everything that you need to be able to apply for the scholarship.